Shalom, everybody. Again, this week we have the great zechus of beginning Sefer Devarim. It's a speech that is 34 prakim long. It's a speech that Moshe delivers over the last 5 weeks of his life. Bnei Yisrael are on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. They're on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe delivers a final speech to Bnei Yisrael before he passes away and before Bnei Yisrael enter into Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of this speech, which is the beginning of Parshas Devarim, is strong mussar. It's strong rebuke. Sometimes it's veiled, and sometimes it's explicit. It's all aimed, of course, at Bnei Yisrael. And in that context, one of the incidents that Moshe recounts is that of the Meraglim, the spies, the negative report that had taken place 40 years beforehand in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Shlach. Parenthetically, Tisha B'Av, which is coming up soon, is the anniversary of that terrible episode. One of the reasons we fast and mourn on the 9th of Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, is because the spies returned to Bnei Yisrael with their negative report on the 9th of Av. It was an incredibly pivotal and tragic event. Moshe Rabbeinu was told way back in the beginning of Sefer Shmos that Bnei Yisrael would leave Eretz Mitzrayim and enter Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe repeated this message and this promise over and over again to Bnei Yisrael in Egypt. That's where they were heading. That's where their dreams and their compasses were directed, and then the Meraglim happened, and Bnei Yisrael's future was changed. In our parsha, when Moshe reminds and rebukes Bnei Yisrael about the incident of the Meraglim, Moshe says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vatikrevun Elai Kulchem, Vatomru, Nishlecha Anashim Lefaneinu, etc. You approached me, Moshe. You approached me, says Moshe, Kulchem, all of you came and said, let's send men to report on the land. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash and says that these words are part of the rebuke, part of the Musar. Because Rashi compares what Moshe says here to what Moshe says later in Parshas Vayeschanan in Perek Hei Pasuk Yates. There, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts how Bnei Yisrael approached Har Sinai when they received the Torah. And Moshe there says, Vatikrevun Elai, Kol Rashei Shivteichem Vezikneichem. There, when you, Bnei Yisrael, approached Har Sinai, you did it in a fitting and proper way. The young people showed respect to the elders showed respect to the heads of the Shvatim, letting them go first. But here, Vatikrevun Elai Kulchem, you all just piled in. Rashi says, Be'irbuvia, in a mixed up crowd. That's Rashi. However, we can ask the following question on this Rashi and on the Medrash that he quotes. I understand that approaching Moshe Be'irbuvia in an impolite crowd, that's strong mussar against Bnei Yisrael. But why did the Medrash have to mention the way Bnei Yisrael approached Har Sinai? That wasn't part of the mussar. This question is asked by the first Ger Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, who died in 1866. The question is found in the Chidushei Harim Ala Torah on our Parsha, and he offers the following powerful explanation. The way Bnei Yisrael approached Moshe in an uncivilized, disrespectful manner is, of course, worthy of mussar. Of course we must always be polite, no question about it. But the way Bnei Yisrael approached Har Sinai in a respectful, organized way is also part of the mussar. When you approached Moshe to send spies to verify Hashem's promise, as if Hashem's promise even needed verification, you climbed and clambered over each other. You couldn't get to Moshe fast enough. But when it came to Har Sinai, when it came to hear the words of Hashem to receive the greatest gift humans could ever receive, then you became polite. You first. No, you first. I insist. Again, of course, we must always be polite. Of course, we must always respect our elders and the heads of the Shvatim, etc. But when it came to Har Sinai, there wasn't even a desire to push, not even a desire to get closer. Again, lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, I don't want to compare things that shouldn't be compared, but for the sake of illustration, when it comes to standing in line for Disneyland, we stand in line politely, but we crane our necks. When can I get in? When is it my turn? Lahavdil, that is the way Bnei Yisrael acted when it came to pushing Moshe to send spies to check out Eretz Yisrael. But there was none of that, not even a desire for that. when it came to receiving the Torah. And that is the Musar. And it's quite the powerful message from the Chidush HaRim for you and for me now, this time of year, and all the time. Again, Derech Eretz always comes first, even at Har Sinai, especially at Har Sinai. But it's a message for all of us to look inside ourselves to see where we are pushing to get in, so to speak, and where are we perhaps too patient, so to speak. Have an amazing day, everyone.